With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Former two-time governor of South Carolina Nikki Haley could not sway her home state in Saturday's primary and lost big to former President Trump. However, Haley is vowing to campaign on.
A primary loss in a home state often derails a presidential candidacy. No less true for South Carolina's former governor, as political analyst Chris Galdieri explains.
There comes a point at which, you know, you need to just surrender to the math.
As for the cash to keep running, Haley may be benefiting from the financial support of Biden Democrats to stay in the race. A report last week in Politico cites filings with the Federal Election Commission showing the names of more than 5,000 donors to Biden's campaign in 2020 that are also listed as donors for Nikki Haley this year, including some 1,600 who gave more than $500,000 last month alone. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, a warm front sweeping spring-like weather across a large swath of the country in what usually is one of the coldest months of the year. The rare warm-up also bringing increased wildfire danger. The temperature Sunday in Omaha, Nebraska broke 65 on a day when the average high temperature is around the freezing mark. Temperatures were forecast to be around 90 degrees in Dallas-Fort Worth Tuesday. Meanwhile, this week we'll bring a number of key reports on the economy.
The government's February employment report is due for release Thursday. The median forecast is for 206,000 jobs created compared to 201,000 in January. An update on the housing market starts the week with Monday's report on new home sales in January. Tuesday brings the Case-Shiller 20-City Home Price Index. Also this week, updates on inflation, consumer confidence, and consumer spending. And during the course of the week, no fewer than 9 high-ranking Federal Reserve officials will speak. Rich Thomason reporting.
This is SRN News. Houses of worship are experiencing increased attacks.
According to the Family Research Council's Hostility Against Churches report, there were 436 incidents last year, more than double the number identified in 2022, and more than 8 times the number identified in 2018. The attacks range from vandalism to bomb threats and shootings, deliberately targeting a church congregation. The latest incident took place this month at Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church in Houston, where a woman opened fire with a gun. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Southern Baptist Convention's top administrative bodies ousted 4 congregation. One violated SBC policy by having a woman as senior minister. 2 others accused of going against the denomination's sexual abuse policies, while a fourth was removed for a lack of financial participation. It's the latest in a series of expulsions in recent years. This is SRN News. Idaho is set to put a career criminal to death.
Barring a last-minute stay, 73-year-old Thomas Eugene Creech will be executed Wednesday after being on death row nearly 50 years. He'll be executed by lethal injection for killing a fellow prisoner with a battery-filled sock. Creech's killing of David Jensen, a disabled man, was his last in a broad path of destruction that saw Creech convicted of 5 murders in 3 states. Jason Walker reporting.
IRS brass say the agency will start up dozens of audits on businesses' private jets and how they're used personally by executives and written off as a tax deduction as part of the agency's ongoing mission of going after high-wealth tax cheats who try to game the tax system at the expense of American taxpayers. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.